Good evening. I'm Jim Zirin. Welcome to Conversations in the Digital Age. Show tonight is about new digital products. And we have a great digital product for you. If you're perplexed or you're frustrated or you're bored with all of the opportunities that exist on the iPhone for apps, here's one you haven't seen, and it is just hilarious. It is an animated social video app, and it's known as Twirl. And Twirl allows you to insert yourself within a cartoon or within a story and play it for your own enjoyment or share it with friends and family. With us tonight is Harriet Edelman. Harriet Edelman is the developer and the guiding spirit of Twirl, and she's here to tell us more about it. Harriet, welcome.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now, please tell us, what is Twirl and what does it do?
Twirl is a mobile video app, and Twirl has over 125 preset animations, clips, backgrounds, and settings.
Are there going to be more or just 25?
There's going to be more. We're adding content all the time. And it uses the powerful HD cameras, front-facing and back-facing, in mobile phones.
So they're already there.
They're already there. And the idea is that you immerse yourself, you select a clip, and then you immerse yourself in the scene. And the idea is to share some news, tell a story, talk about how you're feeling, basic communication.
Now, this is kind of the second generation of something else you were involved in called U-Star.
Yes, the legacy product was originally designed for console gaming, and before that, there was one that was a software download onto laptops. This product is in its third generation, and it builds off all the company's expertise in advanced audio and video streaming, but it frees itself from the console game. It gets onto mobile. It's very accessible and universal.
Well, mobile is the name of the game these days. That's
absolutely
what Mark Zuckerberg said.
Absolutely. It's fast. It's easy. It's fun. It's instant. It's shareable.
But U-Star was so terrific. I remember the famous Here's Looking at You Kids scene from Casablanca, and Bergman would be there, and I could be Bogey, and I'd
That's
be
true.
Raising a glass of champagne. And
yes.
That was really terrific.
That was the company's roots, and the idea was that you could become the original actor in the original scene. But in reality, console gaming is a defined audience. We found that mostly film buffs and exhibitionists were interested in that particular way of expressing themselves. And so we decided we needed to free ourselves of the console game technology, get into universal content. And obviously, console games involve an investment. It's a specific genre. And we're much happier and have a much wider global audience on mobile.
So who designed this? Where did you get the idea, and how was it implemented?
We have the technology. We have experts and engineers in advanced audio and video streaming and special effects. And we have continued to build our technology. And I'm really excited with the app that we have right now.
And who designs the skits?
We curate them and select them. And we think of everyday life moments against which someone might like to have some fun or communicate a message. We take ideas from the news. We take ideas from culture, and we just pick and curate. There's definitely clips that are more popular than others. There's one I'll show you later that involves animals. People love to be in with cats and dogs and other animals. And then we have other conventional settings and just kind of slice of life moments.
And you use actors in the clips, but it's also possible for the user to insert himself or herself within the clip. Isn't that right?
Well, these are real people, real clips that have been created. There's one that I happen to be in, but these are just real people every day taking a moment, creating something, and sharing it.
I see. So, but there are some clips that already have actors. Is that right?
There's some clips that we have taken from what has been produced, and I'm going to show you
yes.
today. Yeah, those are real people creating
and
clips.
And so, but then if I see that and I think it's great, I can substitute myself for the actor.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, how is it easy to operate this? I mean, you know, I'm all thumbs when it comes to the iPhone.
Well, that's what we're most proud of, and we've been working on this a long time, was to make it instantly creation, instant share. And so basically, it's a free download. It's a free app.
Oh, this is free now.
Absolutely free.
I mean, supposedly there are no free lunches. Is it always going to be free?
It's a free app. The app will always be free. Most of the clips right now are free, as we want to build the usage. But basically, you go through a library, you see the clip, so you can instantly see what you like and are interested in. You pick the clip. If you want, you can see a preview just to see what it is. Or you can go straight to film. And I'll show this later, but you hit a little icon for a camera. You're given 3 seconds to set yourself in the clip. You press record. You go at it, and then it's instant share.
So it's almost like a voicemail greeting.
It could, yes, next generation.
Next generation.
Yes.
Now, also, suppose I send you one of these clips and you like it. Is there a way that you can subscribe to Twirl? I mean, is it easy for you to get on, or do you have to call me up and say, how did you do this?
Well, I might call you up and say, that was really cute. But the fact is, anytime you receive a Twirl, there's also a link back to the site so you could instantly create one. So we're trying to keep a continuous loop. You mentioned subscribe. There is no subscription. You can do this as much as you want.
Or as little as you want.
Or as little as you want.
And it's possible for me to do what's called in the trade a selfie.
Yes.
With myself in the skit, or I could put you in the skit.
That is correct. There. Because of the front-facing and rear-facing cameras, you can do a selfie and put yourself in a scene. And this is particularly interesting for parents and even people who want to include their animals, you can do the facing forward so that I can put children, any kind of scene into the background and film this way. And it's iPhone, iPad, et cetera.
Do you have a basic theme of these skits? Are they random, or are you really trying to express something about our times, our lives?
Well, you know, it's a great question because we like to talk about this, about more being communication. These days, I mean, it's changed so much in 10 or 15 years. We call this visual sharing. Just the other day, there was an op-ed in the New York Times about the death of letter writing. You know, people are communicating in short form. If you even go back to the days of when the emoticons first came out, those little smiley faces, you know, text is such a transactional way of communicating with someone. So what the emoticons did was they helped you as the receiver figure out, are they happy? Are they angry? Are they sarcastic? So it brought context to communication.
Now we communicate instantly and carelessly often, and sometimes recklessly.
And a lot with video.
Anthony Weiner.
Yes, yes, and with video. And so here we're saying we're using video to express context, to send a message, to share a feeling, and tell a story. And in some cases, do a little bit of what I call relationship management and be humorous. You know, the fact of the matter is, I know there's a lot of video apps out there, but not everybody is naturally improvisational. Not everybody is creative. Not everybody is funny. So with Twirl, we have created settings. And it's a little bit of a starter kit in being able to merge your natural way of sharing an experience or talking to someone, a little bit of creativity, and people end up improvising.
So it's a little bit like acting class where I say to you, all right, you're having a cup of coffee in a coffee shop and a guy comes over, take it away.
That's exactly right. And it's all with video.
All with video. How did you get involved with it?
I'm working with a couple of people who invested in the company, and they asked me to help transform the product and bring it to mobile. And I suppose I leaned in and did it.
Leaned in and did it.
Yes.
Did you have any background in this sort of thing at all?
I have a marketing and a technology background, and then just a natural curiosity.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
So, let's go to the videotape.
Sure.
And let's do a few clips, and maybe we can explain them as we go along. I think that the first one you showed me before is a guy who turns from a frog into a prince.
Yes, and this is a cute clip, and it's clearly someone who's sending it to a companion and just wants them to know that they're special. And so in this case, the guy actually uses a facial visual effect, so green for the frog, And then the fairy is going to turn him into a prince. And then there's a bit of a cheeky sign off. And this is where the improv comes.
Oh, and we are seeing either an actor or another.
This is actually someone who created the clip.
Or the creator of the clip.
Yep.
But I could, if I had it, I could readily insert myself in instead of the creator.
That's creative.
The man we see.
For instance, when the clip rolls, you're going to see someone talking, and then you're going to see a fairy come across. And that could be anything.
A fairy will come across.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be Warner Wolf. Let's roll it.
That's right.
Hello, beautiful.
Hello, beautiful.
Yes.
Right. So now he gives me that dialogue, or I can make up my own dialogue.
Make up your own. Okay. I saw someone else use this clip where the fairy actually makes a dog disappear. So, and they use the stop start. So the dog's there one moment, the fairy comes along, dog's gone.
Okay, so that's a universal theme of turning a frog into a prince, but and that sort of captivates our imagination. But now you have another one called Engagement, which is about a betrothal.
Yes, this is
this the way a guy might propose.
In this case, it's a woman announcing to her friends and family that she's engaged. And she used a couple of effects here. One, what's called a cartoon effect. So when you first start the clip, it's not going to look like a human hand. It's a cartoon animated hand. She's also used the stop-start feature so that she builds the story almost like frame by frame.
Builds the tension like Hitchcock.
Yes. And then it has a lovely end. So we can roll this
one. Okay, let's roll this one.
Quite cute.
Look, Mom, I'm engaged.
Exactly right.
And those vertical lines, does that sort of imply that she's getting herself into prison?
No, it's a pad that now has the cartoon animation, but nice thought.
I mean, you think there are other symbols of marriage that might be more appropriate?
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
It's a bit of a Rorschach test. You saw a prison, I saw a pad.
It's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Right.
Okay. Now, then you had one that was really nifty, which is woman who fancies herself a movie star and goes to L.A. and she's surrounded by paparazzi who would first delight her and then annoy her. So
exactly
why don't we
right.
go to the videotape and watch that one?
So that's just someone who decided to play act for a morning and have fun with the paparazzi clip. So you could put anything in there.
I didn't see Ron Galella.
That's right. No smashing cameras.
That's right.
Right.
So that sort of fulfills a young woman's fantasy, being sought after by the paparazzi.
Absolutely.
And, it's La Dolce Vita
exactly
all over again.
Exactly right, with the headscarf.
The headscarf right. and everything.
Right.
Well, that was pretty funny. But and they're just little snippets, but sort of brighten the day. And then you have one. Oh, women love shoes. Don't they love shoes?
This, whoever this is a woman after my own heart. This is someone who is revealing to a friend her latest acquisition. And what she's done is she's used our clip that has a curtain parting. And so you could have anything in the scene. She's chosen a brand new pair of boots. And she also has some audio on in the background, which is Richard Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra, which was used for the movie 2001. So there's no words. And she's clearly sending it to a friend who's probably quite jealous
says,
on the
look
other end.
Look what I bought at Manolo's.
Exactly right.
Right, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Exactly
in
right.
Sex and the City. Okay, well, let's look at shoes. I mean, not my favorite subject, but maybe yours.
I
And that's it.
Boots out of Nietzsche. Zarathustra.
That's right.
Thus spoke Zarathustra. Okay. You have to be in one.
Yes.
You have to be in one, Harriet. You can't leave without being in one.
So
let's look at one where you, and you have to apologize. You really have to apologize. So show us one of you apologizing. You did something wrong today.
This is a true story. This is a true story. I was going out running, and I put a can of Diet Coke in the freezer, and my husband said, "You're going to forget it." And I said, "No, I'm not." And I did. And so the next morning while I was at work, he opens the freezer and the can of soda had exploded. So, and this is my point about communication. There are not as many sorries in the world that could explain that. And so I chose to do this clip knowing I could scale a normal I'm sorry with a bit of humor and just close it out and keep going on. So here I filmed this one. I just want to let you know when I filmed this one and I showed it to someone else, someone said, "How'd you get the chimpanzee in your office?" So, no, it's the clip.
The gorilla in the room.
So there you go. So we can roll this one.
I brought along a friend with me to help me apologize. I left one of these in the freezer last night, and it exploded, and I left it for you to clean up when I went to work today. So I'm really sorry. What are you doing? I'm trying to apologize. This is serious. Well, one of us is sorry. Could you wait?
Oh, Harriet, you really didn't. Did you?
I did.
All right, well, I forgive you.
Thank you.
Now, technology. What's the technology that's involved in all this? And maybe you could briefly explain it to us in a way that I can understand it, which means that our viewers will certainly understand it.
Okay. Well, first of all, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of audio and video streaming that's coming together to make the produced clip. And then we provide a lot of what I call filmmaker features. And those involve people choosing certain settings. You saw face colors changing. You saw human look turning to cartoon. We have audio effects. You can use a chipmunk voice. You can use reverb and echo. So there are a lot of what we call more filmmaker features. You can stop and start, and you can edit. And so these are the kind of features that people have fun with. And actually, in the future releases, we're adding more of these special effects. The clip, as you can see, is instantly shared. So the minute you're finished, you're satisfied with the clip, you see a roll in the bottom that you can share to most of the social sites, email, your own camera roll, and soon to come, YouTube.
And can you delete it if you don't like it?
Absolutely.
You can absolutely delete it.
Absolutely delete
now,
it.
Now, I can find this right now at my App Store on my iPhone.
That's right.
And it's free.
And it's free download.
And it's free, so I can play with this myself as soon as I leave. That's wonderful.
That's right.
But there are a million other apps out there, aren't there? I read somewhere there are a million apps on the iPhone. How do I find Harriet Edelman in the million apps?
Well, you're going to find Twirl, T-W-R-R-L. So you just go for that. But you're right, there are, and it's hard to break through. And so right now, we're really happy with where the app is, and we're going to focus on building usage. As you mentioned earlier, every time you receive a Twirl, there's a link to create a Twirl, so that's what they call a network effect, so that it creates horizontal usage. People use it, they send it, and usage grows kind of in a multiplier fashion.
Now, have you noticed I've grown very pale? I think I've just seen a ghost. So why don't we look at one where I've just seen a ghost?
I happen to have a ghost sighting clip.
As it happened.
So this clip uses the black and white visual effect, and I'm going to tell you the end line because it's not always 100% clear, but the person in the clip says, "Halloween was last month, get a life." So this is a fast clip.
Halloween was last month, get a life.
Thank you very much. I'll get a life. It's very kind of you. And I feel better already now the ghost
is gone.
You're
looking better already.
I'm looking better and I feel better. Now, of course, I'm a really macho guy, and I like to have people over on Sunday to watch the NFL. And so I like to invite my buddies over for beer and pretzels. I can do that with Twirl, can't I?
You can. You can pick a background where we have football and Klieg likes and that type of thing. So we had one guy do exactly that, invite friends over. He did a couple of props, used some eye black underneath and had a bowl of popcorn. And then he used the reverb voice effect halfway through the clip. So he also had some fun with it. So we can roll this one.
Okay, so let's watch Macho Man.
Hey, everybody. If you're getting this message, you're invited over to the house this weekend for... Should be a good time. Bring some snacks. I'll see you there.
All right, I'm coming over. And I can send these out to my 22 best buddies if I want to.
You could post it to Facebook. You could put it on an email distribution.
Maybe
you
a woman or two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah.
All right, now, of course, this is such a great idea. You must have some competition. What competition do you have out there?
We, of course, believe we don't have competition. There are others.
Well, there's no one as good, but right. There are people who are trying to capture the same market.
Yeah, there's people that are in the what I call the fast video market, and those are like Viddy and Vine and Snapchat and Instagram. They don't tell a story, and they certainly don't tell a story in an immersed way and in context the way we do. There's also some solutions that are a little bit more in what I call the filmmaker and artistic area, so YouTube captured, social cam. And then, of course, and we frequently get asked about the e-greetings market, but some of the Hallmark, American Greetings, et cetera, JibJab, where there's technology in a greeting context. What we distinguish ourselves from that whole genre is the fact they are very event-based. They're very holiday. They're very life milestone-based.
I'm having a party.
Yes, I'm having a birthday. Merry Christmas. And do we offer those kinds of backgrounds? Yes, but we're more in life's small and large moments about visual sharing, about storytelling, and just connecting with people. Also,
like football.
Yeah, like football. And boots.
And boots.
Their technology is not even close to what we're doing here. In most cases, you can put your face on an animated character. You can record your voice as a voiceover on another body or in an animated character, or even do some text-to-speech. But it's not you. And it's not really personal. And it's not really video. So we really do believe we're special and unique.
So, for example, in the boots clip, it doesn't have to be boots. I mean, it could be kinky boots. It could be shoes. It could be a suit. It could be anything.
It could be absolutely anything. It could be, you know, there's a tremendous food culture.
A fur coat.
You know, people are showing their latest creations. It could be a child's report card at school. I mean, it could be anything.
Okay. Now, you did so well yourself. You've got to put me in one.
Okay.
Can you do that? That may be a tall order.
Okay, I'm going to do it right here. And this one involves, I mentioned many of our clips have animals in it.
Right.
And this one involves a dog.
A dog?
A dog. So I hope you're a
dog barking dog?
Lover.
Is the dog going to snap at me?
Probably.
Oh,
depends
my God.
How friendly you are.
I turned white as a sheet again.
So now what's going to happen is you can see there that I've loaded up this clip and I have some controls. I'm going to hit record. You're given a couple of seconds to actually place yourself in a cutout. And that's how you know you're in proportion to the setting around you.
So now, someone could do this for me, as you were, or I could do it for myself.
That's correct.
Right?
I'm right now using the camera that's facing you. And I can see you, and I can put you in the scene. So here we go. You can see the cutout. And the dog is going to be to your right. There it is.
Oh, my gosh. A dog. A dog. A dog. A dog. Down boy, down boy.
You're going to get
He's
some...
He's snapping at me. Down boy. Have a bone. Have a biscuit. Well,
you're going to get some dog
so
lovers letters.
It worked. I love dogs. Please, I love dogs.
There you go.
This was just a joke. It was a joke. All right, so now, what is the future of Twirl?
So main priority is to start building the user base. And then we also have a lot of releases coming out. We have another one in 2 weeks. And we're building primarily two things. One is additional features around social sharing. And then there's a whole host of very exciting kind of audio and visual special effect additions. We have, for instance, where right now you can see you're proportioned into the clip, but for instance, we could have a speeding car or an airplane where you could put yourself and size proportion you into that. The group's also working on, and we already have it kind of in beta, where you could put your features like your eyes and your nose on a fruit or an inanimate object. And we just
possibilities are limitless.
That's right. So we have a lot of audio and visual special effects coming and more features and functions.
So are you going to be the next Twitter?
I hope so.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. I certainly hope so, too.
Thank you so much for coming by.
And thank you for coming by. Tune in next week for more Conversations in the Digital Age. Please visit our website at www.digitalage.org. For the Digital Age, I am Jim Zirin. Good night and all the best.